Welcome to episode 20 of the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast with me, Dr. Kylie. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. But every 20th episode, I'm going to do a little special giveaway. Today's giveaway is going to be taught to you at the end of this little podcast. I want you to understand that functional medicine can provide answers, healing, and hope when it's done right. So stick with me for the next 20 minutes. And I'm going to tell you what the giveaway is. Everybody who listens to this will have access to it. It's up to you if you want to utilize it or not. Yeah, let's roll. Okay, so functional medicine can be very powerful. Here's why I got into it. You know, I grew up with Western medicine. If you got sick, we went and got antibiotics. I did all the vaccines. You know, I went all that route. That was what I knew. I didn't even know what chiropractic was when I got hired by a chiropractor. He did a little bit of functional medicine and he dabbled into it, but it introduced me to this whole new world of medicine that I didn't even know existed. At that point, I had my bachelor's degree in nutrition and I liked the idea of taking food and using it as medicine. But what I didn't like was the patients who I saw with the dietitian in the Southern Utah Valley at the hospital. They would get diagnosed with diabetes or whatever the diagnosis was, and they were fine with it. It was just something that was an obstacle in their life, and they weren't going to try to do anything about it. I didn't like that part. Second part was, I didn't like not getting to know somebody. You know, you go into the hospital room for 5 minutes, you teach them a little bit about nutrition, it goes in one ear, out the other ear, and then you move on, and you move to the next room, the next client, the next patient, the next disease, then the next diagnosis. So there were a couple of things that I thought I wanted to do with dietetics, but when I got introduced to functional medicine, oh wow, that was where healing could really take place. But I had to change my thinking in many, many ways, because what I had been taught in my bachelor's degree was that the food plate and the food pyramid by the government, those were good things. What I had been taught was that you all need to drink milk because calcium is in milk and we all need calcium for strong bones. Like I said, when I got introduced to functional medicine, it was like, really? Dairy can be more of an inflammatory than good for you? And it really doesn't have calcium after all that processing? I mean, that's blasphemy in my household because I come from dairy farmers. Then I was getting like this acne that was super bad on every cycle. So I said to the chiropractor who I was working with, I said, what is the problem here? And he said, cut out dairy and your acne will go away. I didn't do it, of course, because, you know, that's not going to fix anything. So I get off to a couple of years down the road. I make the dietary changes. The acne is gone. Never had it since. But let me not jump so far into that route, because between getting hired as his assistant and me making that decision to head off into chiropractic school and become a chiropractor myself, there were some key influencing factors. And this is why I do what I do today. As a woman, I would have women come in to the treatment room and I would get them ready first because I was the assistant, right? So I would get them ready for their adjustment or whatever before he came in. And they would always tell me these stories about menopause and hot flashes and insomnia and heavy, painful periods. And they just hadn't had their period in 6 months and nobody could tell them why. Their libido was gone. So all of these hormone issues that men don't understand because they're not a woman, right? But I understood because here I am as a woman. And so I would say, you know, if you tell him, he can help you with it. But if you don't tell him, it's not my responsibility to do that. Because they would always say, after they would explain to me all these problems, they would say, shh, don't tell the doctor. After enough of those women telling me that they're suffering with these things, but they're not getting the help that they needed, I finally said, you know what, screw this. I'm just going to go get that freaking doctor's license. I'm going to get that piece of paper that puts a DR in front of my name so that I can help these women in ways that they need to help and they're not receiving it. That was the first step. Then I went off to chiropractic school. And even though I have a chiropractic degree, I do not own a chiropractic table. It is not what I do. I do functional medicine and I do it right. So I get off into school. I'm finally into clinic. It's the last year of school. And I started to do functional medicine with the help of my clinician. Because as a student, you can't treat. You have to treat underneath your clinician's license. So everything has to be approved through them. And he was approving it all, and I was on a roll. But one patient came in. She was probably in her mid-50s. Humongous health history. And everything under the sun had all come back normal. Blood work after blood work after blood work had come back normal. Lab test, CT scans, MRIs, it was all normal. Here she was in the room. We couldn't even have the lights on because it was so overstimulating to her, and yet everything was normal. So I, right then and there, vowed to myself that if I wanted to have different results, I had to think about health in a different way. Because if I thought about it like everybody else, I was just going to get the same results. So I started to use a functional medicine on her. And because of my paperwork that was 25 pages long, I got suspended. I was not fitting into the mold that they wanted me to fit into. So they took away my treating rights for a week, which at the time I was devastated. But I was also pregnant, way sick, and needed a break because I was falling behind on all the other crap that you have to do in clinic. I had so many patients I was working on. I never had time to do all this other crap. Well, that week it gave me time to catch up. So looking back now at it, I just kind of laugh. And I think if they're not really going to fit in, if they can't force you to fit inside the mold, that's a good thing. Because that means you're thinking about things differently, which is going to help people who haven't been helped before. And it's not that I'm dissing doctors or I'm dissing Western medicine. I'm dissing the educational system. Because the educational system has failed doctors. The reason why we get into this is because we want to help people. And the way we've been taught to help them isn't working for many. So I titled this podcast Beyond the Diagnosis for a very specific reason. I could care less about a diagnosis you have received. I could care less about giving you a diagnosis. Because the only reason why people give or you've received a diagnosis or you're searching for a diagnosis is because that's what we've been trained to do. Without a diagnosis, they don't know, quote, what's wrong with you. Without a diagnosis, they don't know what pill to throw at you to manage your symptoms. So that's my thinking with Beyond the Diagnosis. Stop searching for a diagnosis and start searching for why. That is functional medicine. Functional medicine is the why to your body betraying you. Then once you discover the why, fixing it with natural approaches. So there's my caveat to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast. And I hope you resonated with it. I know when I've talked to people or I've asked people if they want to be a speaker on it in an interview, they always resonate with the title because we have been trained to search for a diagnosis. If we don't have a diagnosis, then something's wrong with us, not as an individual, not wrong with our bodies. And our bodies are betraying us because of the environments we live in. It's not you. It's not your fault. It's not because you went out and had Texas Roadhouse rolls last night or you ate one too many licorice things. Like I can't tell you how many licorice Twizzlers chocolate things I've gone through since being pregnant or having Hallie, 5.5 months ago, probably 30 bags of licorice. And I'm not going to beat myself up for it because one, I'm doing it more as I've got to stay awake and I'm so tired. I need something to munch on. And I used to be a gum chewer, but gum, it just hurts my jaw anymore and I just don't chew it. So I have a couple of pieces of my Twizzler licorice and that's fine and dandy. And I'm not going to beat myself up for it because I know I'm pretty healthy overall and I still want to live and enjoy life. I'm a realist. That gets me to my first example of what happens when functional medicine can go wrong. I had a patient, he is 17 years old, just became a senior in high school and he's struggling with depression and suicide. Now, you would never know this based off of Facebook because that's not what's on Facebook. Social media, as you guys will know, is a fat lie. A lot of people only put the good stuff on and not what they're really struggling with. So take it for a grain of salt. What you see somebody doing, it's probably not real. And if it is real, props to you for being real on Facebook. So here he is struggling with anxiety and depression. He's stressed out to the max. I mean, he's heading into his senior year of high school. COVID's taken a toll. COVID destroyed his junior year. And many more high schoolers are like this. I know my brother is in college. It destroyed, he literally got down to nationals at college, for college track and field nationals in Texas. They're there and they get this phone call saying that it's been canceled, like day of. So it has been destroying people's lives, and you're not seeing it on social media. So here he is struggling. He goes to a so-called functional medicine doctor in the Valley here in Utah. Now, I'm not just saying this is a Utah problem, even though I find it very common here. But what I'm saying is just because they say that they're functional medicine doesn't mean that they're doing it the way it should be done. You can't go to a weekend seminar and call yourself functional medicine. It is too complicated. It is too complex to just learn things in 2 days and say you're good at it. Yeah, you can learn how to do an elimination diet, which is what this doctor put him on. And if you think about it, he's 17 years old. He does not want to have to worry about cutting out gluten and dairy and soy and sugar. I mean, he wants to go out with his friends on Friday night at Wendy's and not worry about what's going to be on his fries or in his sandwich. He's 17. Be realistic. I'm a member of these Facebook groups of practitioners. And I remember one, I was helping him with a teenager who was having endometriosis type symptoms with her periods. And he wanted to put her on like 12, 13 different supplements. And I looked at him and I said, do you take 12 or 13 supplements a day? And he's like, well, no, I only take like 6 or 7. And I said, exactly. And she's 16 years old. One, she doesn't even want to be talking to you because her mother sent her. And two, you give her a list of 12 things, she's going to say, screw you, I'm not going to do any of it. So I'm a very realist. I would not expect myself to take supplements 3 different times a day, multiple supplements at a time. So why would I expect somebody else to? I'm not going to tell someone to go gluten-free for the rest of their life because I ain't going gluten-free the rest of my life. Texas Roadhouse rolls are too good. Now, will I go gluten-free for 21 days a couple times a year? Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to reset my system. So what I'm going to ask of you is the same thing. If you can make a commitment for 21 days to reset your system with an anti-inflammatory diet, then let's rock and roll. So that's one of the issues I have with functional medicine gone wrong, is that it's not just about your diet. Now, when I started working with him, instead of saying, oh, well, you just have to cut these things out, and if you don't, then you're not going to get healthy, and that's the end all be all. He's 17 years old. He ain't going to do that. Neither is his mom. His mom runs her own business on top of managing all of this homeschooling stuff now. But what I did find is I found a hidden viral infection inside him, which was beating his brain up and manipulating and twisting his body to put it into survival mode, to where it doesn't matter what he tries, doesn't matter how good he eats, it will not thrive. The other factor I found in his normal labs, mind you, is that his vitamin D was very depleted. One of the simplest and fastest ways you can curb anxiety and depression is to boost that vitamin D up. I'm going to preach it all day long everywhere I can. You got to get your vitamin D levels up to 80 to 100. The normal range of 30 to 100 is like saying you're going to find your favorite restaurant is somewhere between California and New York. It's not going to happen. You got to be able to say, you can find my favorite restaurant in the Salt Lake Valley. That's what we're talking about here, is taking normal lab ranges and condensing them into ideal or optimal lab ranges. To me, that's functional medicine done right. Okay, here's another example. I have a patient who has been working with another alternative care provider for the last 1.5, 2 years. She did coffee enemas every freaking day for 1.5 years. Now, I'm not willing to do a coffee enema. So for those of you who do, that's impressive. I won't do it, and I probably never will. So I'm not going to expect you to do it either. And when you do something that extreme for that long and you don't see any results, yet the practitioner you're working with makes you like, you keep paying and you keep paying. And she literally has spent her entire retirement on trying to fix her body, and it hasn't gone anywhere. That same practitioner, which has happened multiple times, not just in this case, took this lab test called the organic acid test. It's a very cool test if you know what to do with it. A lot of functional medicine, alternative care, naturopath, I mean, you name it. We know that that test exists because we're trained on it, but very few actually know what to do with the results. And that's the case with her. She had this test. The practitioner who took the test for her, didn't even talk to her about the results, didn't do anything with the results. I did. I took that lab test for her from her doctor, and I sat her down with a Zoom consult, and we went over it for the next 30 minutes on what in the world that urine sample actually did and what it means for her and her body. Now, in her case specifically, where she's had all of these crazy treatments done, I mean, she should feel like $1 million right now, especially after spending all that money with, you know, the greatest specialists in the U.S. Her problem was that she lives in the same house for 30 years. That house is full of mold. So no matter what she was doing to her physical body, she was always going home to the same toxic environment. That's functional medicine done right. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to this. What I do is I take your normal labs, I convert them into answers, healing, and hope. And I have found a very, very simple way to teach you how to read your own labs, how to put the power back in your hands, that you no longer have to rely on the doctor taking your blood work and saying, oh, your labs look good, and handing them to you and walking away and never talking about them again. And then you're thinking, well, if my labs are normal, then what the heck is wrong with me? Why can so-and-so do all these things, clean her house and cook dinner and then take the kids to the park, and I can't? Why would I rather go get takeout for dinner than, because I don't have enough energy to even cook dinner, let alone what do I cook? Because there's so much contraindications or contradicting information out there about food, especially with all the functional medicine and alternative stuff we have. Food is just a piece of it. It is not the end-all be-all. I know one specific lady, she swears that the food has destroyed her body and was the sole factor on her getting a stroke at the age of 27. Food can be a mess, but it is not the end-all be-all. There are so many factors that can contribute to your health and to your scenario. We have to figure out what those factors are and then fix them in a very realistic way, mind you. So that's the other thing is, one, if you're working with somebody and you're not getting results, don't be afraid to switch. We have so many different approaches that approach might not work for you. It might not be right for you. Most of my patients have done something else with some other provider, especially the alternative world. So don't be afraid to switch. I will take your labs because numbers never lie. And when those numbers never lie, you can get the answers that you've been searching for years. So, for listening to this and for thinking about things differently, please, what I'm going to ask for you, of you, is to go write a review. What do you think about this podcast? How has it changed your thinking about your health and about getting a diagnosis specifically? Go ship me over a review. And as a thank you note, I'm going to give you a $50 coupon code that you'll be able to find in the notes. Well, let's just do this right now. Your coupon code, since Halloween is coming up, let's just say Halloween. That's your coupon code. Your code for $50 off any course, any mini course, any five-step program that I have, I'll put it in the links below. Your code for $50 off is capital H for Halloween, 20. That coupon code will be good through Christmas Day. So I guess this is podcast 20, which will launch in 3 weeks, which will be past Halloween, but that's okay. The coupon code is Halloween 20, and it will be good through Christmas. So tell your husband, tell your loved one that you want a healthy thyroid for Christmas. You want to be able to have the energy that you are searching for, or to end chronic fatigue. You want to be able to get pregnant and cap and conquer PCOS. I'm telling you, the $99 mini course on PCOS is going to be a whole lot cheaper than your fertility clinic and more. Your likelihood of becoming a mom is much more higher. So anyways, go check it out. There are five-step programs. There are mini courses. You get $50 off your choice, and then you can have it for Christmas time. Be sure to go write me a review. Let me know what you think about podcast. If you have any suggestions or ideas, I'd love to hear them. If you were to have any questions you would like me to answer, I would love to hear them. In conclusion, I would love for you to know what people are saying. Don't just take my word for it. Take theirs. Erin is 36. She's one of those hot mess mamas. She says, I couldn't get a straight answer from my doctor about my thyroid. All my labs were normal and I was sick and tired of getting nowhere with every visit. My neighbor told me to try functional medicine, so I found Dr. Kylie. Best decision ever. She transformed my normal labs into answers and a personalized supplement plan. It was less than a month in when I already noticed how I felt generally better. My digestive symptoms were resolving, joint pains were not requiring ibuprofen for survival, and my energy, even my kids and husband have noticed. If you're thinking about reaching out to her, do it. You're not only going to start saving money, you're going to get your life back. Lori, 35, says, I've been plagued with really high anxiety for years and it's affected my ability to be the mom that I want to be. Depression is a struggle too, but I started following Dr. Kylie's vitamin D protocol. She shouts all over Facebook. I was already taking vitamin D before, but not enough. I jacked it up like she advised, and what a change. My depression is nearly gone. I'm off the antidepressant and my anxiety is close to none. All you need to do is follow her on Facebook and she gives all this free and amazing advice. Go join her right now. Carolyn, 22, she says, ever since I was little, I had gut problems. I even skipped going to Disneyland with my parents and cousins because I knew I was going to be sick. Then I hit my teenage years and my appearance didn't make things any easier. They were heavy and miserable. Doctor after doctor, the only idea they had was birth control and thyroid medication. Neither helped much. So I turned to a restrictive diet, which seemed to provide some relief. When I met Dr. Kelly at a hormone class she was teaching, I had hope for the first time. I've been working with her for almost 6 months now, and I'm a completely different person. I don't dread that time of the month now, and I even go on dates, knowing I can eat the food on the menu without dying the next 3 days. If you're thinking about working with her, I say do it. You never know how your life can change when somebody actually treats what's causing the problem. Kyan, age 18. My junior year of high school was spent in and out of doctor's offices, often missing classes. My gut was causing me all sorts of problems that nobody could figure out. Nobody, until I met Dr. Kylie. Less than 6 months later, I'm loving my senior year and I don't miss class anymore. I'm still learning to trust my body, but I'm not fearing my future. Kimberly, age 41. I had low testosterone and I was on a testosterone pellet when I met Dr. Kylie. It gave me the energy I was searching for, but I didn't want to be on it forever. When she taught me that my body could make it again, I decided to give it a try. She was right. My body is producing testosterone on its own again with her help. I ended up saving a lot of money in the long run by working with her. If you're thinking about it, make it a priority. You're going to save lots of money and get your life back. One of my favorites, Cosette, who's 64, says, I stopped chasing doctors when I met Dr. Kylie. Laurie, 49. I'm so impressed with Dr. Burton's knowledge. The extensive blood work she is using is the key to so many answers I've been searching for close to a decade. She is truly an answer to so many prayers. Last but not least, Mason, 14. I had constant stomach aches and diarrhea. My stomach cramping was so bad it interfered with daily life. I felt so frustrated. I constantly went to different doctors and specialists looking for answers. I received many different diagnoses, but little answers. For the first time, Dr. Kylie looked at what was going on with the whole body and not just alienating the symptoms. With her help, we finally got to the root cause. From the first treatment, things started to improve. Within a week of starting the supplements, I could tell a difference. Now, life doesn't revolve around food and bathrooms. I am very happy. Both my family and I can go more places and I don't have to bring my own food or worry about getting sick. There you go. There's just a few of them. You can check more testimonials out at the website, drkylieburton.com. Be sure to use your $50 off code, Halloween with a capital H20, on the store. You can go into the store, go into the five-step programs, pick your program, whichever one you're trying to conquer, and there will be a five-step mini course or a five-step program or a mini course. And I guess if it's $50 off, you can even get the thyroid workshop for free because that's only $27. So go check it out. Capitalize on this stuff and start changing your life. Do it for Christmas. So 2021 is your best year yet. I'm Dr. Kylie. I want to help you start living the dreams that you've never dared to dream. by taking your normal labs and converting them into answers, healing, and hope. See you on the next podcast.